Can you call item number one, please?
Item number one is from the Register of Deeds, an informational report regarding the 2011 revenue deficit over $75,000. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman Thomas, members of the committee. Unfortunately, real estate reportings are lower than expected. I was hoping this year not to have to submit a revenue deficit report. This is the third report here in the world. Request wrong as to how much recording activity there would be. So projections now would result in shortfall in the real estate recordings amounting to $225,000. I hope we hit rock bottom. If we are at rock bottom, it may remain this low for several years. As you know from the media, the real estate market is very quiet. And what really would drive our recordings is if there was refinancing, and that's pretty minimal to Milwaukee cost.
Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Johnson, followed by Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lefebvre, since this report is dated July 21st, for the 2011 budget, the update on the 2011 budget, item number 18, are those numbers reflected in the report on under item number 18? It's it's the 2011 fiscal status report as of April.
It's
April 30th. Okay.
Not
I see that now. April 30th. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Mr. Beatty.
Mr. Chairman, what was not as clear from the communication is the reporting revenue deficit, but it wasn't clear if that's a tax levy shortfall or if there are other offsetting expenditures that were being made, and you know, that was what was clear. Maybe that's why it maybe not be reported in item 18 if he's taking other steps to offset that revenue deficit.
I can mention that we have two vacant funded positions in our department. Because activity is lower, we will keep those vacant the remainder of this year. We have a third person who's taking on medical leave of absence into next year. So that will amount to payroll savings of approximately $94,000.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Smith?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was basically going to be my question. Usually when we come and report, as you have to do, thank you. We ask the departments to do that, of course. Usually we talk about contingency plans or what you could do or what's the future will hold or and we're going to be in a budget situation in a couple months where we're going to be looking very closely at all full-time employees and what, you know, we're staffing. We have on the agenda, you know, about unfunded positions that we put into the budget. We take all the grief for putting money into the budget, and then, of course, we fund many, many positions that don't get funded. And we understand a certain percentage needs to be done to help departments balance their budgets. So we'll be looking very carefully at that. You gave kind of an answer already about some people in your office, and unfortunately, that's what people are going to have to look at. That can be reality when we do the budget. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any further questions? Seeing none, thank you.